Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, the John Jacob Schmidt Show here at Radio Free Redoubt. Hopefully you guys are having a blessed and a safe weekend and that you're enjoying the that new morning commute. That's very exciting. I'm going to have Lady Liberty on with me in segment four tonight to talk about some of the research that she's come up with regarding this new technology related to the vaccines, which are coming. It's their goal. It's the globalist goal is to have mandated vaccines. And they're saying they're going to have a vaccine ready by the end of the year. So, it's something we definitely need to be aware of and pay attention to and know something about. So we'll be talking about that in segment four. But first, man, lots of cool stuff going on. Tonight I'm going to be playing for you the three speeches that three of us gave leading up to Governor candidate Lauren Culp's speech, which is already uploaded. Anyway, I'm going to talk about all of that in segment two, in the next segment. That's where I'm going to air those three speeches, myself, Lady Liberty, and Joey Gibson of Patriot Prayer. And then in segment three, I'm going to talk about kind of some action items, but also the insurrection that's taking place and how long it's been. I want to give you some resources to go to that I can't remember the last time I brought it up. So I want to make sure that I bring that up for you guys. So you can refresh your memories with that and pass it on to like-minded folks who, or maybe they're not like-minded. Maybe they need to become like-minded and they just don't know. Well, we need to educate ourselves and those around us. So this is episode 2025. And there we are. We're ready for the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by the author Glenn Tate and the author Shelby Gallagher, husband and wife team. He is the author of the 10-book series, 299 Days. She, the 3-book series, A Great State. Those books are out in print and audio. And of course, they have taken prepping to the next level with their podcast, Prepping 2.0. And that's where you can also learn more about their books. But the regular prepping podcast, Lady Liberty and I were on with them this last week. Had a great conversation, 2 hours spent talking about a lot of these issues. The second hour was for their paying Patreon members, and we got into some pretty heady stuff. It was a great conversation. Anyway, you can learn more all about that over at prepping2-0.com. All right, so in the news, President Trump has annihilated Joe Biden in Tuesday's elections. And oh wait, I got ahead of myself. Dang it, I'm reading the November news headlines. Okay. The same people who said Trump will destroy America are burning America to the ground. So go figure. There is a Moderna vaccine. Apparently, Zero Hedge did a great job exposing this. They put off the large trials because their indications are that it would result in deaths of a large number of people. Yeah, that's right. COVID-19 vaccine induced adverse reactions in more than half of their trial participants. Now, I just can't help to wonder, the people that are behind all of this, Bill Gates, who is a major depopulationist. There's almost 9 billion people on the earth, over 8 billion. and they want to reduce the number of people on Earth to a indefinitely sustainable number, which is 500 million, which means, I don't know, 7.5 to 8 billion of us need to go. But could this be how they plan on? Here, everybody, we finally got the vaccine. Whew, here, take it. Then you won't have to wear a mask. You can travel again. It'll be great. And then they'll go, oops, oh, major mistake. Half the world population. But I don't know. It's half of the over half of the people had adverse reactions. They didn't all die. But anyway, don't take it. Don't take it. The Congress.gov bill, why we are all focused on COVID-19, H.R. 5717, they're trying to ram that through. That's the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act, yeah, right, of 2020. The person that sent this to me wrote, read what you want, but the intro was enough for me. Contact your rep as I have one step closer to the war between us and socialist Democrats. Yep. And between us as in U.S., between Americans and the socialist Democrats. We need to define that line. These people that are socialist Democrats are not Americans. I don't care if it's a mayor. I don't care if it's that mayor of Chicago, Beetlejuice, or if it's Nancy Pelosi, or if whoever it is, that savant, whatever, the Indian woman who ended up getting on the city council in Seattle, openly calling for the dismantling of the American system and replacing it with a globalist socialist system. Those aren't Americans. They need to be removed. They need to be removed from office. I don't care if they were born and raised in Ohio and they become a mayor and they start working to overthrow our government, they're not Americans. There needs to be a special place for people like that that are trying to destroy America, either at the end of a rope or in a prison or on the country they came from if they came here from another country and then started working to dismantle the country. So here's the bill to end the epidemic of gun violence and build safer communities by strengthening federal firearms laws and supporting gun violence research, intervention, and prevention initiatives. Right. And we have a successful model for that, so we can see how well it's going to work and just look to Chicago or Baltimore or a long list. You just keep going. Be it enacted that by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, and this goes right down the line, but this act may be cited as the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act of 2020. More lies. More liars. Redoubt News has done a great couple of exposés. They've published one from Karen Schumacher, talking about the Idaho citizens who must object to the abuses, and gave a few examples of the abuses. This is so well articulated, especially if you're an Idaho resident. You need to look at this. But so Karen Schumacher, who always does an incredible job, she's a great writer, she's a great researcher, she's a patriot, she's always involved and engaged in the Idaho issues. Other violations of the power inherent in the people is the relationship between Idaho elected officials and non-elected bureaucrats engaged in partnerships and relationships with nonprofits, foundations, and corporations, many of which engage in lobbying. These relationships have resulted in the rejection of the voice of the people and executed the voice of those entities. This abuse of power must end. And she goes down and articulates three different ways that the government in Idaho is violating their oath, their duty, or the Constitution, or their own rules. They're supposed to, every new piece of legislation is supposed to go up against the Constitution and be open for debate. Not this here's 500 page this bill. It's really important. Here, just trust me. I just need you to sign off on this. Well, I need to read it. Well, we can't. There's a deadline. It's going up for vote in 2 hours. Well, I've got 500 pages to read in 2 hours, plus all the other stuff I got to do. Well, it's just the way it is. Nope. That's wrong. That is dead wrong. It violates the rules. And it also, it removes the people, the power that's inherent in the people. It puts it in the hands of, that's just one example. And this is so well done. I don't want to wreck it. I want you to read this article, Idaho Citizens. Very good. Now, for everyone else, whether you live in Idaho or not, Washington state taxpayers are funding Hamas. An article written by Representative Matt Shea, also at Redoubt News. And so I just want to share with you a snippet of this. If you guys aren't aware, you need to be aware. In 2019, the state of Washington gave a $200,000 grant contract to CARE. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations for Benton, Clark, King, Pierce, Snohomish, Spokane, and Thurston counties to train 75 to 100 youth ambassadors and produce educational materials, webinars, social media campaigns in multiple languages. Well, today, CARE tries to hold itself out as a purely civic organization that pursues and conducts outreach for the betterment of the whole community. So you guys understand what this is, the whole what CARE is and how they're tied to Hamas. It's all laid out here. And of course, it's in a lot of documentation we've talked about in the past. But let me just help you out here. The Holy Land Foundation trial in 2008 was the largest successfully prosecuted terror financing trial in U.S. history. It revealed a vast and complex terror funding and outreach network in the United States of America. As part of the trial, and later upheld on appeal, a federal district court found that one of the unindicted co-conspirators was the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE. A mountain of evidence in that trial showed clearly that CARE is Hamas. Specifically, in 1994, the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood's Palestine Committee, Hamas, created the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE. Hamas is designated a foreign terrorist organization by the United States and many other countries. And Washington state taxpayers gave them in 2019, last year, a $200,000 grant. This continues on. This is a major problem that just needs to stop. We need a new governor, right? So finally, the Rhino Pack, Stark Raving Mad page, picked up one of multiple new postings over there. By the way, they have a 2020 voters guide for North Idaho. Check it out. That's rhinopack.org, RHINOPAC, Rhino Hunters of the Inland Pacific Northwest. But this posting here is titled 1-800-SNITCH. Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Cuyahoga County authorities have instituted a brand new hotline so residents can more easily rat out their fellow citizens for not wearing China virus masks. Reportedly, the new number will be 1-800-SNITCH so as to be easily remembered. This is not intended. This is what they're quoting. This is their county executive, Armand Budish, says, this is not intended to be going out and finding people not wearing masks, he said. We want people to wear their masks. We want people to do it voluntarily. Okay, so they want masks to be voluntarily, but if they refuse, the Gestapo County Sheriff is ready to investigate and file charges. Violating the voluntary order is a second-degree misdemeanor punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $750 fine, according to Budish. How is it possible for a politician to twist words and meanings around to the point that he thinks he can sell the public on the idea this program is in any way voluntary? It may be time to heat up the tar and break out the feathers. Perhaps politicians could use a bit of re-education in the English language. Oh, no. They know exactly what they're saying and what they're doing. This is a communist, specifically a Soviet communist tactic, which is what I'm going to talk about in the third segment. Mr. Bezmenov had a lot of lessons to pass on to us. And this type of wordsmithing, verbal judo they do, well, it's not accidental. To a rational person, this makes you wonder, if an adult actually come up with this sentence. But it's very intentional, and they're serious, and they mean it. So, it's very, very bizarre. Okay, we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back with segment two right after this, I'm going to share with you the speeches from Friday's rally to elect a new governor, Lauren Culp. Great man. And good time. We had a great time. Okay, back in a moment. Hi, this is John Jacob Schmidt.
And I'm Lady Liberty.
We invite you to join us each weekday morning from 7 a.m. to 7:30 for The Morning Commute, a production of Radio Free Redoubt.
Listen on the ACN affiliate, KTW, out of Spokane on 96.5 FM, AM 630, or live streaming by clicking on the Liberty Bell at acn.cc.
God bless, and we'll see you then. Segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, Rocking in a Free World. And that's what we were doing Friday night. That was a pretty cool band. The guys actually did a really good job, and they were just really, really cool people, just really neat. I thought that some friends of Lauren Culp. I'm not sure what the backstory is on that. But anyway, they really did a great job, made us feel real welcome, and it was really a pleasure. So they kind of brought in the music with us, as we were coming on, or as we were, winding out our speeches and stuff like that. So that's what you're going to hear, some of that. So I didn't even get the band's name. I feel bad now. I should have. A lot of, a cover band. So this first one is my speech, and I'm just going to go right into Lady Liberty's speech, and then Joey Gibson, and then I'll just wind it out from there. But this segment is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, helping God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots like you strategically relocate to patriot-held territory. They specifically help folks in the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho. So if that's where you're looking, you need some help starting to find that right property for you, check them out, SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. All right, here we go with the hard-hitting. This is what they said. I said, what do you want us to talk about? I mean, what's the main theme and what direction you want us to go? People need to hear about communism. They need to know what we're up against. They need to just hit them hard and get the people pumped up. Like, all right, game on. I got my marching orders. So that's what we did. It was fun. All right, here we go.
Terrific. You guys give yourself a hand. Come on. Hey, so for our first speaker, I'm going to let him give a little more introduction as to all that he does. But please welcome John Jacob Schmidt. All right, put your hands together.
How's everybody doing tonight? There's some God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots in the crowd. Let me hear you. Right on. All right, now I was told you need to prepare for a 20-minute speech, and then I got here, they said, you got 5 minutes. So now I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to have to just shove it down your throat. This is a beautiful crowd. Free people don't wear masks, right? Love it. Now I'm going to start this speech off the same way I started off the Liberate America rally about 4 weeks ago. And this was a message to our law enforcement, our FBI, and our National Guard troops across the country. That is, get off your knees. Get up. Get off your knees. We are a free people and we need to act like it. And you took an oath. You took an oath to uphold and to defend the Constitution. And what you don't understand is that we are up against a communist insurgency right now. Now, one thing I didn't know about Lauren Culp was that he was a combat engineer in the Army. Hua? That's where I started. I started off as a 12 Bravo combat engineer in the reserves. Then I went on active duty. And I became a communications specialist, a radio operator, and I served with 3rd Special Forces Group. And then after that, I served with 5th Special Forces Group, then 3rd Group, and then I went to Desert Storm with 3rd Group. I've been a DOD contractor and a bunch of other stuff that I've done over the years. Now I do Radio Free Redoubt. For 9 years I've been doing that in the fight for freedom, for patriotism. And I want to tell you something. I understand insurgency. I understand insurrection. And the analysis of internal conflict and the trajectory that we are headed on right now. The things that they called us conspiracy theorists for just a decade ago now are in our headlines and they openly boast about it. We make no mistake about it. We are in a crossroads in our country. We are in an insurgency. There is an insurrection underway. It is communist-backed, Maoist-backed, and these people fully intend to overthrow our country. We need solid, proven leadership that if not saying they're going to fight for us, they've demonstrated that they have fought for us in the past. Ephesians 5:11 says, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. That's what we're going to do. We have city council members all across the country now that are subverting the Constitution, their oaths, and our country, and they're working to overturn it. Right over here in Seattle, Kashama Sawant, socialist, she says, we cannot and will not stop until we overthrow it and replace it with a world based instead of on solidarity, genuine democracy, and equality, a socialist world. She got her U.S. citizenship in what, 2010, 2015, whenever it was. That is not an American. I don't care if she has U.S. citizenship or not. If you are working to overthrow and subvert the United States, you are not an American and you need to get out. Matter of fact, 18 code U.S. 238.5, advocating the overthrow of government. It's federal code. FBI, stop looking at the Patriots. Stop looking for a boogeyman under every don't tread on me flag and start looking at the communist revolutionaries that are working to overthrow our government. You call yourselves patriots. I have FBI agents contacting me saying, oh, we agree with your message. We just want to make sure that people aren't going to do something stupid. I'm like, you're looking at the wrong people. Turn your eyes the other way. Get off your knees. Exactly. Go after these people like the FBI used to. Stop looking at us. But make no mistake about it, we don't want to start a fight, but we will fight. We're prepared for it in our souls, in our hearts, in our minds, and we'll fight. That means violence. War is violent. And they're going to push us into it. We're on the trajectory for a civil war. We will have no choice but to submit and become their slaves or to fight. That's where it is going, which is going to require violence that we have to be willing to do, not wanting, not desiring, and doing everything we can, and as an absolute last resort, just like this country was founded on, when there is no other alternative, we are willing to go there. They need to understand that. But until then, we need to have solid, proven, God-fearing patriots in position right now, because they're the ones that we're going to be looking to help us navigate through this to get to the other side. And this individual over there right now in Olympia has got to go. And we've got the numbers to do it. My bride, Lady Liberty, which many of you know by as Lady Liberty, Liberty State Radio, she's going to be up here to talk about that. It's a powerful message. I don't know what my time is. Nobody's grabbing a hook and yanking me off the stage yet, so I'm going to keep going. No, this is on two fronts. This is this insurgency that we're seeing in the streets in America. And the other element of that is to take this COVID-19 sham, and that's what it is. It's a real virus, but it's nothing like what they said it was going to be. It's a tool. What the COVID-19 episode incident is nothing more than the largest power grab in human history. And we're not going to participate in it. But as a Christian, I know the times that we're in. We have to be able to discern the times that we're in, and we're in trouble. Right now, the mask is phase one of the conditioning process. They're boasting that by the end of the year, they will have a vaccine in place by the end of the year. The Fauci's boasting about. Johnson & Johnson is working with the Gates Foundation and the European Union to have 1 billion vaccines ready, and now they're ready to make it into a stamp into your hand with new technology. You see where this is going, where you won't be able to conduct business transactions. You won't be able to buy and sell and trade. How many of us have been turned away from stores because we're not wearing this Speedo over our mouths? Right? And we won't go there anymore. They said, we're done. We don't need to wear a mask. We're not sick. We're healthy. People put on a mask, they walk, they start shuffling around, their shoulders slump, they look sick. We're not going to participate in that charade. So, I can't emphasize how important it is, the primaries that are coming up. You need to get everybody you know. The Maoists are doing this, people. They are getting people have never even voted for before to go to register and vote Democrat, and that's how they flip Virginia. And they've got 5 other states in their sights, and they got more on the way. But we outnumber them if we would just motivate ourselves and take action and tell everyone you know, this is the season. We cannot sit this one out. Cool? All right, thank you guys so much. God bless you. Thank you for inviting me. Put your hands together for Lady Liberty, will you?
I have to say, the hands need to be for these guys. You guys are doing awesome. So, good evening, everyone. Nice to see everybody here to support such an awesome candidate. Right now, this is the kind of leader we need, and in this position. I am so sick of communists. How about anybody else out there? Let me tell you something. Communism is not legal in the United States of America. You know why? Because the Constitution says, Article 4, Section 4, every American is guaranteed a republican form of government. That means communism is illegal. That means socialism is illegal. Fascism is illegal. Now, how many of you understand what the definition of fascism is? The short and simple version of fascism can be found in history. Italian dictator Mussolini said, the perfect working fascist order is when corporations and government work in tandem together to control the people, and not to the benefit of the people, but to the benefit of the corporations, to the benefit of the government. Now, this mask issue, have any of you noticed a corporation is trying to enforce a law?
Yeah.
How is that? What corporation has ever been given the power of enforcing the law? That is not allowed. That is a fascist system. That is corporations doing the dirty work of the government, who can't tell you to wear a mask or you can't buy, right? So that alone says they can't require you to wear a mask. Second of all, there's no legitimacy in these masks, is there?
Not at all.
Viruses pass through your skin. Viruses pass through your eyes. They're smaller than all your skin cells. They pass right through. And so they're trying to honestly tell us, I mean, the whole medical community is aware of this, right? They know a piece of cloth? Are you kidding? Cloth is just such a wide weave. It's not even anywhere near as dense as skin. And a virus could pass through your skin with no problem. You think a piece of cloth is going to stop anything? Come on. That's just stupidity. That is flat out stupidity. And every single store we've gone to where they've said, you have to wear a mask, we go, really? You've been deputized? Or has the jurisdiction of the law changed? Has the legislature convened and passed a law saying that now corporations can enforce the law? No, I think not. And so we're not going to wear one. And it's not about viruses, and it's not about health. It's about control.
Yeah, right.
And we're not going to do it. You know why? Because free people don't wear masks. And that's what we're going to say every single time somebody says you should be wearing a mask. Really? I don't think so. That's not going to happen. Even more to the point, the guy that is supposedly the governor, I call him rogue right now. He's gone rogue. They're not following the laws themselves. We need somebody with courage, like Culp, to get in there and take over his position. And we need him badly. So the whole point is that the state of Washington needs to get the church on board. My podcast is The Political Church. I had been part of the committee for the Liberty State Movement for 3 years, and I just felt a really strong calling from the Lord telling me, man, we have to call the church. We have to call the Christians, because the bottom line of communism says our goal is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. That calls every single one of us Christians to the battlefield. And so it's been put on my heart to let the Christians know you're being called to the battlefield. This is not just a spiritual battle anymore. They've made it a physical and a spiritual battle, and they've named the battlefield in politics and government. And so I am pressed. I am absolutely pressed to call people to walk their faith. Man, oh man, if we don't get out there and walk our faith and defend God in America, we're going to lose him, because the communists are organized and they are going to dethrone God. That is their goal. That's the bottom line. Karl Marx said it himself. My goal is to dethrone God, destroy capitalism. And so here's the cool part. The cool part is that according to the latest census, 78 to 82% of the population of the United States is Christian. If we will just get them on board, not to defend ourselves, but to defend God in America, we can get the communists out of our government. So I'm Lady Liberty. I need to give up this stage and quit yapping. You can follow us at Radio Free Redoubt and also thepoliticalchurch.podbean.com. Thank you all for coming out and support this candidate.
Thank you, Lady Liberty. Thank you very much. Hey, so up next, he doesn't need an introduction. He's spoken at a handful of the rallies, and terrifically to say so. Put your hands together for Joey Gibson.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Guys, the time to stand up is now. It is now. We cannot wait anymore, okay? You're feeling the calling. You feel it in your heart. You feel the passion. You feel the inspiration. You feel the fire. You can no longer wait. This is 2020, one of the biggest years in the history of the United States of America. Can I get an amen? The time is now, guys. The time is now. Listen, overnight they suspended the Constitution on you guys. Overnight. This guy, Inslee, is saying that you have to wear a mask, otherwise you could potentially get 90 days in jail. How in the hell does he have the courage to pull that on you guys, right? He's not afraid of us, guys. He's not afraid of us. That is the problem. He's not afraid of the grassroots movement in the state of Washington. And I want to tell you something I'm really excited about. I feel something. I feel the grassroots movement that is climbing up in the state of Washington, and COPA's leading it, guys. COPA's leading it. Okay? Here's the beautiful thing about grassroots movements is that nobody controls him, okay? Listen, from what I understand, the establishment, the Republican Party, is not endorsing him. They're endorsing Freed. Good. Good. We don't want the establishment to endorse him. Is that right? Listen, we don't need them. What we need is we need the people to stand up. Listen, the mainstream media cannot control him. He's outside of them. He doesn't care about them, okay? All that he has to answer to is us, the people. Us. For those of us who believe in freedom, those are the only people that he has to answer to, and that's a beautiful thing about a grassroots movement. Listen, to 1639, you guys remember the 1639 in 2018 when they passed that unconstitutional initiative? Okay? This is a thing that I was going around all over the state of Washington trying to encourage sheriffs and police chiefs to stand up, okay? But before that, okay, this police chief, Lauren Culp, had the courage to stand up in his tiny little town in Republic, right? And he stood up, and he was a leader that day, ladies and gentlemen. He stood up and said it was unconstitutional, and he would not enforce it. It shows that he stands on principle. He's not a politician. He's going to stand up for what he believes in. He's not even a Republican or Democrat or liberal conservative. He's a constitutionalist, guys. He's a constitutionalist. That's all that matters. He's not going to care about what the Republicans do, what the Democrats do. We're not going to play that tribal game anymore. We're not at war with these people anymore. What we're going to do is we're going to stand up for freedom. We're going to stand up for the Constitution. It's what we have to do. One of the things that impacted me, I was going around to all over the state of Washington trying to encourage sheriffs and police chiefs to speak out against 1639, trying to get city council members, trying to get commissioners. I can't tell you how many cowards we have, guys. I can't tell you. These people behind closed doors would say, oh, yeah, I'm against 1639. You know, I think it's unconstitutional. Oh, I don't think that it's a good thing. Okay. But we don't need people to speak up behind closed doors. We need leaders to stand up out in the public. Say what you believe in. Unafraid. Unapologetic. I will never forget the day that Lauren Culp did that, because I'm a huge Second Amendment supporter. And to see a police chief actually do that, it is not easy to be in law enforcement and stand up for the Constitution, guys. I hope you understand that. I hope you understand that. To publicly make a statement like that. We've already seen it all over the state of Washington. We've seen officers and deputies get in trouble for simply like the Port of Seattle officer who literally just made a video saying that we need to honor our oath to the Constitution. It was that simple. Okay, it went viral, and they told him, delete it or you're fired. And like a man who stands on principle, he did not delete it, and they fired him, guys. They fired him. But listen, this is my point, though. That's what we need more of. We need more people to stand up to be leaders and to deal with the consequences. Otherwise, we're going to lose this beautiful country. God blessed us with freedom. He blessed this country with freedom. Now we have to be thankful for it and fight for it, guys. We got to fight for it with everything that you got. Your children, okay? Your children and your grandchildren are relying on you. Do you want them to put up with this fight, okay? Or do you want to fight for them? This is the year. This is 2020. Here's the thing about the Washington State Republican Party, they have failed us. They have failed us, guys. We got to be honest about it, okay? They have failed us. They have been complicit, okay? They have been weak. They have not been leaders. Now it's time we get people in there who stand for us, who stand for the people. Can I get an amen? Listen to this. If you know in your heart that they're destroying this country, if you know that in your heart, that they're destroying the state of Washington, okay? I don't know what the Democrats are doing. I can't figure out anymore other than they're just trying to destroy the country. But if you know that in your heart, okay, that freedom is being destroyed in this country, and if you respect freedom, if you love freedom, if you stand for the Constitution, okay, you guys have a moral obligation to stand up. You have a moral obligation. If you see evil clear as day and you say nothing and you do nothing, you will be held just as responsible as the evil itself. Do you understand that? I believe in this country. I believe in the state of Washington. I live down in Clark County. I love that county. I love Spokane County. I believe in you guys. But this is the only people that are going to save this country, they're going to save this state, is right here. If you look around, your community, each other, guys. We got to fight for each other. We got to push as hard as we can. I'm telling you, if we get Lauren Culp in there, I believe in my heart, okay? I believe in my heart. We get Lauren Culp in there, we may stand a chance in this state. And guess what? Guess what? Lockdown's over. Lockdown's over. I want my kids to go to school. Can they please? They've had like an 8-month summer vacation. They're driving me crazy. All right. So with that being said, you guys excited to hear Lauren Culp speak or what? Come on now. Are you guys excited to hear him speak or not? Come on now. Together, are you guys ready to bring common sense back to Olympia? Come on, guys. Come on. We got to get a bit louder. We got to get it louder. Come on. I'm going to ask you one more time, okay? Together, are you guys ready to bring common sense back to Olympia?
I will also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
have... To change the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
Do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
Are you prepared for an economic, socio-political collapse in America? Do you wonder how something like that could be possible? What would that even look like? I recommend Glenn Tate's 10-book series titled 299 Days. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Welcome back. This is segment 3 of Radio Free Redoubt, and we are just hitting it, nailing it. What'd you guys think of that? That was fun. Didn't that sound, it was a fun thing to be a part of, and the folks that were all there seemed like they were all having a great time. They're all riled up. And that speech that Lauren Culp gave, I uploaded it as its own audio file, standalone. I did an intro so the listeners were, they understand what they're listening to or about ready to listen to. Like, what's this? I tuned into Radio Free Redoubt and I get this some guy's talking. I don't even recognize him. Well, other than that, the whole thing is all Lauren Culp. He's went almost an hour. So, I didn't want to make the whole show his, you know, speech tonight. So it's its own audio file. So you can, especially you folks that are living in Washington State over there, send that link to everyone you know that's trying to figure out who to vote for. It's just really critical right now. All right, segment 3 is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design. Designs to help keep you safe and to help you thrive, especially in this day and age. You definitely need to be set up so you're self-reliant. You got your food production dialed in, your alternative energy, off-grid energy, defensibility, all of that kind of stuff. That's what these guys do. If you don't know where to go, you don't know where to begin, it's not your area of expertise, you want somebody to help you with it, that's what these guys do. StrategicLandscapeDesign.com. Now, I'm going to just blast through this so I can get Lady Liberty on so we can cover this in segment 4. But remember, communists always lie. They always have. They always will. Okay, but when they tell you that they're planning on overthrowing your country, take them at their word. when they are telling you they are coming to destroy you and overturn everything that you care about, they mean it. They're not lying about that. They're lying about telling you that they need to take away your guns so you'll be safe. They're lying about why you need to register yourself or why you need to adopt this United Nations plan for sustainability. Those are lies. Okay, that's how they get their agenda across. But only after they've already told you what they're going to do. Right? So, I mean, look at this. Communist city council member in Seattle saying, we cannot stop and will not stop until we overthrow it and replace it with a world based instead on solidarity, genuine democracy, and equality, a socialist world. What I just read in that speech that I gave Friday. These leaders and would-be leaders, they're showing their colors, but there's still a lot of people that you don't know, you know, their backgrounds. Somebody sent this to me, some research. There's a picture of him. Meet Warren Wilhelm Jr. You guys ever heard of Warren Wilhelm Jr.? Most of you have not. Well, you will in a minute. Born with a silver spoon in his mouth, parents had to leave federal jobs because they were communist. He left college to go to Nicaragua in the 80s and greatly admired the Soviet-backed socialist Sandinista. He returned to America and joined the Nicaragua Solidarity Movement of New York, whose goal was to end capitalism and replace it, democratic socialism. When married in 94, he honeymooned in Cuba. He said he is very proud of his Marxist work. He worked for both of the Clintons' campaign, and in 2001, he changed his name to Bill de Blasio. Get that. A full-on communist, Bill de Blasio, formerly known when he was doing all of his Soviet Sandinista gallivanting around the world, he was Warren Wilhelm Jr. You know him as Bill de Blasio. The Epoch Times caught Joe Biden quoting Mao Zedong, saying, we've got to get real economic relief into women's hands now, Biden said, before telling people on the call that he wanted to cite an old Chinese proverb. Quote, women hold up half the sky. Mao's rule resulted in the deaths of tens of millions of Chinese due to purges and disastrous policies. The Biden campaign didn't reply when asked whether Biden was aware of the phrase's provenance. The former vice president and U.S. senator and regular gaffer said during the fundraiser that the economic crisis is hitting industries dominated by women. So this is what he says. Unless you take advantage of half or more of your brain power, you are never going to be in the position where you're going to be able to compete internationally, he said. Women, 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 he's quoting. So and this is from the Epoch Times. Remember, Joe Biden is in the pocket of China. He wrote in a social media statement, Chairman Mao would approve, added Tim Murtaugh, the Trump's campaign director of communications. So, yeah, isn't that something? So he said, who else was, I'm going to move on with it, but there's a whole bunch of this stuff quoting Mao. Of course, Joe probably doesn't even, I don't even know if he knows who Mao is. He's not bright. He's just a puppet. He's a puppet for the globalists. He's going to be dancing on the strings if he became president. But like I read the headline from November, I read the news headlines in the news and commentary section. I jumped ahead, but yeah, that's what I read. Trump annihilates Joe Biden in a landslide in Tuesday's elections. A listener asked this question, will Christian conservatives even recognize when violence is necessary, or will they proudly keep taking the moral high ground while loading up into the cattle cars? That's a great question. And you know, the answer to that is yes, some Christian conservatives do recognize when violence is necessary, when self-defense, it becomes a duty, and they know when to rise up. But that is a small segment of them. Most of the Christians will comply right to the end. And they'll try to just, that's why there will, the Bible says in those days, in the end times, in Revelation, which is where we're headed into right now, there will be a great falling away. of the saints, of the body, of the church, of the people will, they will adopt, they will embrace the world. They will love the world more than they do the Lord. They want to be a Christian. They call themselves Christians, but they will compromise. That is why there's this word. It's called remnant. That's what we're a part of. The remnant, those who can discern the times, those who have made a choice exactly where they will stand, what lines they will not cross, and who are willing to rise up, just like the founding of this country. They'll rise up against tyranny and oppression, even willing to, although only as a last resort, when all other recourse is completely exhausted. When the time comes, yes, there are a segment of Christian, patriot, conservatives, Americans, not just Americans, but Christian patriots, people who love their country and they love freedom all over the world. This is a global epidemic of communism, globalism. Right? This is not just relegated to America. But we are on the leading edge of it because we are the largest stumbling block to their goals. America, just America being alive, gives hope to people in other countries. So they have to take it out. Yes, there are people willing to stand when the time comes. So you worry about you and do the right thing. And when the time comes and the Lord brings the right kind of leadership that emerges at the right time, be watching for it. Be ready to report for duty. Whatever that looks like, I have no idea. But yes, to answer your question. Now, there is an article that I want you guys to read up on. There's a bunch of stuff that I do a 4-hour show today. I could, because there's so much information now. But at Unconstrained Analytics, they are recommending the formation of a red team to assess the activities associated with the COVID-19 pandemic from a political warfare perspective. These people are top-notch, top-level analysts. Unconstrained Analytics recommends the formation of this red team, recognizing the necessity of undertaking all necessary public health measures to protect the population. Unconstrained Analytics recommends this formation to look at it from a political warfare perspective. That's how COVID-19 is being used. I'm so glad that somebody with high up credentials are actually looking at it in this light. Pandemics constitute a national security threat in their own right and demand an associated targeted intelligence collection effort. There are many aspects to the COVID-19 pandemic that raise red flags. Thank you. It's a real virus, but it's being politicized, weaponized. It's used as a weapon, but not necessarily a biological weapon, a political weapon. Now, I have also more information about a real virus that is emerging. I mean, a super deadly virus. And this is what I've often thought, man, we could totally be getting set up with all the false information. Nobody's buying it. Everybody knows the whole thing's a sham. They've been caught so many times attributing all kinds of deaths that were not related to COVID-19 as COVID-19. They've just have no credibility. So now nobody believes them, and there's some real bad stuff out there. There was China and Kazakhstan, that whole region through there. There are some really gnarly diseases. One in particular that is actually fatal to even young and otherwise healthy people. They're trying to figure out what the heck it is and where it's going. If it's associated with China, anything's possible. So we don't want to discount that every time a virus comes along, oh, this is what we always heard before. That's how you get sucked in, right? So be watchful. Use discernment. Don't fall for this COVID-19 stuff when they want to use it to suspend your natural God-given rights, but also don't go so far as to think that there is no such thing as a virus that can harm you. Okay, but that's what these guys have been doing, is engineering these things in labs for years. The evidence is abundant. So these guys want to look into it just with COVID-19, but I think if they started this, analysis from a true, like a military intelligence effort perspective, if they took it on like that at that level, it would open a Pandora's box of bio warfare and political warfare, all like interwoven as a very deliberate plan. So I'd love to see that. But there's, so you have a read, you have a reading assignment and a watching assignment this week. I want you guys to read this document that you can download from Unconstrained Analytics. There is so much awesome. It's like epic times level intelligence analysis and information. But I would say even a notch up from there. So get that, read it, read up on it, educate yourselves. It's the recommendation for a COVID-19 red team. It's a COVID-19 red team. That sounded weird to say. But anyway, it is a PDF at uncontrolledanalytics.com. Now, the other thing that your other assignment is to watch a video, which I usually try to recommend about once a year. It's time. There was a KGB defector who defected to Canada. He was interviewed a few different times in the 80s. Very well articulated explanation of what we were up against and the phases of this political warfare attack that is underway. And he's one of many people who have tried to warn us. So this KGB defector, his name is Yuri Bezmenov. Listen to what he has to say and exactly how they are planning, how they have been planning, how they've already implemented successfully most of their plan. You'll see what he's talking about. Put that up against today's headlines. And he was right. They tried to warn us. Now, we are aware, but there are a lot of people that are not. So I think that people that are looking at the news and trying to figure out what they're watching and thinking, oh, it's just some bunch of college kids. Oh, they all, you know, they did it in the 60s. They're just, you know, expressing themselves. They're angry. Yeah, they went a little overboard. They're kind of ridiculous, but it'll pass. I urge you to reassess, reevaluate, back up, and look at the momentum that they have now, how well orchestrated and funded this is. This is not a passing trend. Soviet defector Yuri Bezmenov. Look him up. The videos are all on YouTube. But let's go back and look at the rules of revolution. One, corrupt the young, get them interested in sex, take them away from religion, make them superficial and enfeebled. That's where we come to the term soy boys, skinny jeans, little, like, you look at the youth, especially the male today, and you think, well, America's toast. That's our fighting age defenders of our nation. And they look, you sometimes you can't, Lady Liberty and I sometimes play a little game. It's like boy or girl. You go to the store or something, you're like somebody comes through the door around the corner and you just go boy or girl. And sometimes you can't tell. And, that's kind of an interesting little game, little informal, silly thing that we do sometimes to keep ourselves amused. But number two, divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial issues of no importance. Three, well, it's important to them. That's why they're getting all riled up about it. Destroy the people's faith in their national leaders by holding the latter up for contempt, ridicule, and disgrace, or just call them orange, whatever. Number four, always preach democracy, but seize power as fast and ruthlessly as possible. I've seen that ruthless word thrown around quite a bit when it comes to socialists and communists, haven't we? Well, Yuri Bezmenov said that the demoralization phase, people get to the point where you cannot even present them facts. And you cannot even rationalize them with them. You cannot have a rational discussion with them to persuade them. No, if you show them facts, documentation, and everything else, it would not persuade them. And that's where we have gone to that demoralized phase in America. It's insane and irrational, and you cannot even rationalize with them. They're beyond that. And that's where we are. And he said, this is what's going to happen. Some of this has already happened. And some of these phases are already complete in America. This was in the 80s. And he says, unfortunately, sadly, the difference is between you and me is that you will not have a place to escape to when it comes. Unlike me. That's what he said. He was able to escape from behind the Iron Curtain, make it to the West. He went to Canada, and of course he's been to the United States and everything else. But he had a place to escape to. Well, they're targeting that place to escape to. And he's absolutely right. If we don't hold the line, if we are not willing to fight, rise up and fight for it and take it back from them, there is no other place to escape to. This was it. This was the last one. This was the holdout. So is this going to be our Masada, or is this going to be our Alamo? Or are we just going to hand it over to them and become their slaves? So anyway, that's your watching assignment. Yuri Bezmenov and his video and interviews on ideological subversion. He explains subversion very well. Anyway, we'll be back with Lady Liberty right after this. Segment 4, we'll get things wrapped up.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food insecurity, surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
Now maybe I did not mean to treat you bad, but I did anyway. Now maybe.
Lady Liberty, thank you for joining me on segment 4. Great to have you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, great job on your speech Friday night.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
It was that last minute deal where we thought we would have 15 or 20 minutes and then we'd get there and we've got our speeches all prepared and
they go,
okay, each of you have 5 minutes. And we went, what?
Because you develop a thought, you add information, you set up for the punch, right? For the punchline or for the whatever, you know, to complete, put the bow and tie on yeah. Your subject, your point that you're going to make. And
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Exactly. We both were like,
I know. Oh, boy. Scratch, scratch, scratch. I don't need that. I don't have to say that.
I know. I was like, gosh, did I jump in the middle of what I was going to say? I mean, I don't know.
That's all right. Well, we adapted and we overcame, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
Segment 4 is brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com for your custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers made here in the American Redoubt. Lifetime guarantee on all their products, and we appreciate their longtime support. It's like all of our faithful, loyal sponsors, really great, and others stepping forward to help us on the daily commute.
Yes, we owe those people a huge thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh, wow.
The morning commute. Actually, we don't owe them that. We just, all we have to do is mention their name.
A lot.
No,
we better. I mean, good grief.
What a crumb.
No, I
love these people, and a lot of them have, you know, they've become friends and people that I've just greatly respect, and they've just been so faithful, and of course they understand my sense of humor, so.
Well, yeah, right.
I get away with saying some stuff.
Well, and all the people in Amron, I'm just so blown away by the caliber of people in Amron. They're amazing.
They are. Those listening audiences, you know, when somebody says, do you really think Christian patriots will know when it's time to fight? I'm like, immediately a whole bunch just came to mind.
Oh, one or two.
Yeah, probably. Me and Lady Liberty, if anybody wants to join us. Yeah, I know. There's definitely some, But great folks, great folks. Okay, so you've done a little bit of research, and or considerable amount of research. And sometimes it's not your research. You just do a lot of reading of other people's research as too. And, you know, you just kind of merge the two together. And
Put the pieces together.
Yeah, there are some pieces that have definitely – there's some pieces. There are some outfits, folks, people, magazines, the New American, the John Birch Society, the Epoch Times – yeah. Unconstrained Analytics, UnderstandingTheThreat.com.
Yeah.
They're just Forward Observer, Sam Culper. There are some people that are really paying attention to what's going on, and they're able to connect dots.
Right.
So
I think right off the bat we should take a vote, have the people write in and let us know what they think on how to say Epic Times.
It would be epic if it was EPIC.
I know,
but it's
right?
EPOCH.
Yeah.
And I've heard it pronounced epoch.
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 I know.
Epic.
Epic. Yep.
So we'll do it differently every time. So we'll be right at least one out of three times, four times.
Yeah. And we'll make everybody happy.
And we'll be right because we'll say, no, this is how it's pronounced.
Right.
Okay, so there's some kind of interesting, disturbing stuff coming down the line as far as technology in tracking. We're talking beyond microchip.
Oh yes,
we're talking. This would be like the equivalent of a Microsoft Windows 7 laptop compared to artificial intelligence AI, a quantum computer. I mean, this is way out there. It's biological.
It's almost like supernaturally demonic is what it is.
Yeah. So explain. What is it? What are they working on for this vaccine they're touting? By year's end, we're so excited. You won't have to wear a mask anymore. You'll be able to jump on a plane. All you have to do is just wave your hand under the sensor, or maybe your forehead.
Right.
And it's like biologically, mechanically, micro, nano machine,
micro creepy
light emitting things. What
I know.
Okay, I'll stop trying to describe it and let you do it.
You're doing great. Yeah. So okay, so I'm getting the majority of this information from the New American in an article that they have that was just so exceptionally well done, called Forced Vaccines and Digital IDs by Dennis Berendt. And basically what they're saying is, okay, here's their plan. It's a national health ID. And of course, it's being funded in an enormous way by the Gates Foundation and, of course, the Rockefeller Foundation. And what they're saying is the interest of would-be globalist regulators in tying vaccinations to identification is the plan. So they have this short little paragraph here that I have to read that is just so over the top in obviousness. It just is frightening. It says, conditioning, then control. A first step toward implementing a vaccine-based ID scheme is conditioning people to accept the idea that they will need to prove their vaccination and health status before being allowed by government to engage in any activities that heretofore were exercised without restriction by a free people. So that's where we're at. Now we are in the conditioning. And so the title of that beginning paragraph was Conditioning, Then Control, which, of course, we've been talking about for quite a long time now. It is conditioning and getting people used to being required to wear a mask. And then once they get rid of the masks, well, then they'll be required to have this vaccine ID combo.
So,
make
sure I understand this right. They will give you a vaccine that will also insert this nanoparticle technology for tracking with it, like these micro nano dots.
Let me read what they have here. Yeah. It's a pretty good description, and just bear with me while I have to read this thing.
Before you do, keep this in mind. You know the Yuri Bezmenov KGB defector that I was talking about in the last
earlier
segment.
Yeah.
He laid it out in this type of political warfare. He said there are four stages: demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and then normalization. We are already in the demoralized state right now. Now, the next is destabilization. This is when our economy is crumbling, our unemployment shoots up, we have riots in the streets. That's destabilizing. Now, the next thing is crisis, which we are looking at probably like November, a response to the elections. That's when things are completely out of control. The crisis will justify the ushering in of – otherwise it would be draconian measures that people would never accept. Only when they do this type of level of destabilization and crisis, it's in such a way when they do come forward with the solution, it's not anybody's idea of heaven on earth, but at least it's better than it was, right? And so they come in with the solution that actually they engineered, the crisis.
That's what I was going to say.
The Hegelian dialectic,
right?
So they come in with the crisis, and then here's interesting. He said it in a way today that just flipped a switch on inside my brain. Demoralization, then destabilization, then crisis, then normalization. And what he said was the Soviets, they would come in as uncomfortable as it would be. It was like, this is the new normal. They will tell you, he says, they will tell you things are normalized. Now we are working to normalize. He says, and they will tell you that you are now normalized, but things are not normal. They're not normal at all. But that will be the messaging coming from the media, from the government, from the World Health Organization. Everybody is going to say, now we can normalize. And they will tell you everything's fine now because now it's normal, and it's not normal. Just like the mask, the new normal. This is not normal.
It's not normal. Never was.
We don't accept it. We never said this was normal, but we caught them trying to say they're following the Soviet, what is this engineering, this, I don't want to say social engineering. What's the word?
The Hegelian dialectic.
Well, it's a subversion.
It's the same premise. It's the same thing. You make something so bad that what you want to give them in the first place sounds like a huge relief, right? So, it's a total setup. Same kind of premise with horse training, basically. You apply the pressure, and some trainers will use a flood tactic where you just overwhelm them with so much information they can't even think for themselves, and they look for you to direct their movement, right?
That's right.
And so then they just get used to relying on you to tell them where to go and when to move, when to stop. And so, it's kind of same basic premise.
Well, the term that I was struggling for is ideological subversion, and basically undermining everything that defines who you are and what your culture is as a people, completely subverting that. It's ideological subversion. So,
and hence we're looking at all of those symptoms coming out in our monument destruction,
wiping out all of our history,
everything that Americans are proud of, they're wiping it out or attacking it. Well, and that was the same thing that the Rich Higgins memo referred to when he described atomization has to happen, where there has to be conflict in absolutely every single part of our culture in order for this communist coup to be effective.
Yeah, they have to tear atoms from each other. That's what they're doing. I mean, really, when you look at the atomic family, you know, the atom of a nation.
Right. Yeah. He's saying every last level, little detail. Nuclear.
Yep.
Yeah. The complete nuclear level. Complete coverage. Yeah.
Sheesh. Okay. So
this paragraph is a good description of what they're talking about with this vaccine national ID, and it combines the two in a creepy way. So it says the constellation of efforts Bill Gates has been making around digital identity and vaccination includes funding research at MIT on encoding health and identity data into a quantum dot-based system that can be embedded in the skin. Described by researchers in the journal Science Translational Medicine, the researchers said they had developed an approach to encode medical history on a patient using the spatial distribution of biocompatible near-infrared quantum dots, or shortened up into an acronym, it's NIRQDs, in the dermis. So QDs, or quantum dots, are invisible to the naked eye, yet detectable when exposed to a near-infrared light. And then they go on to say they developed dissolvable microneedles that deliver patterns of near-infrared light-emitting microparticles to the skin. Particle patterns are invisible to the eye, but can be imaged using modified smartphones. By co-delivering a vaccine, the pattern of particles in the skin could serve as an on-person vaccination record. These results demonstrate proof of concept of intradermal on-person vaccination record keeping.
Wow.
And so you would more or less have this medical history record in a certain shape to let whoever has this near infrared light, when they scan your skin, they can see the shape of the vaccine that you've had, and then they know that you're vaccinated by the shape of it.
Oh, I wonder if it'll be shaped like a six.
No, a 666.
Right.
And so
you have to have three iterations of it for the vaccine to take effect.
Right. First wave, second wave, and third wave.
Right. Have you gotten your third six yet? No, I'm on my second one.
Yeah. It might be true. I mean, right. Good grief. Especially the way that they're going and the pace at which they're covering ground. I mean, seriously, I wouldn't put it past them if they've got this strategy wrapped up within the year.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's where I'm placing it. I'm saying next year, the amount.
We're in it.
Yep.
We've seen that and said that so many times, but you're right. Things are accelerating so quickly. And you can see they always project their intentions, right? They always say where things are going to go next. They always say, you know, like with coronavirus, we're just concerned about Africa. Well, like, and all of a sudden, boom, it happens in Africa. They like tell you, they point to where they're going next to create, you know, havoc.
Yeah.
And so right now they're projecting by year's end, we're confident we'll have a vaccine for COVID by year's end, by the end of the year.
Well,
that will be in the aftermath and wake of the fallout of the elections.
Right. And strategically, I could see a year's time working very well within what they're going to need to accomplish. Mm. Because if they languish too long, they will lose momentum. And so I think that with this, to get it done, it's going to have to be like I was describing with horse training, flood. You know, it's going to be coming at us from everywhere, this atomization. And now suddenly the vaccine ID, you know, it's all going to be coming at people so fast they won't even be able to think.
And it already is. Second wave, more lockdowns, reversing lockdowns, mandatory this. Now governors are looking at revisiting, backing up on their phases on reopening and all the second wave. Now peak deaths, peak cases and all this doctored up data that is, you know, so misleading. It's clear to someone with discernment and access to people that are researching it, information that's not getting buried by the mainstream media. You understand that there's very clearly an agenda.
Oh, definitely. Yes. And our enemies are here. They're here, right. And atomization is underway.
Yep. Yep. So there we are. Thank you. We're going to continue to cover this, and we'll be talking about this in small pieces. We'll try to keep it a little bit lighter on the daily commute or the morning commute show.
I know, those poor people.
I know. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like, what's the point of going to work? We're screwed.
That's the unfortunate part, is we're called to be salt and light and the encouragers of the brethren, right?
And we're watchmen on the tower. You know,
yes, exactly. How do you bring hope and bad news at the
same
time?
Well, you do, but we do.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, there is hope in
it. Our news that we're conveying is the warning, not the good news. The good news is Jesus Christ. Oh, thank goodness for him, right?
Right.
That is always going to be the good news, without a doubt.
Well, it would be kind of like if you had the opportunity to go back into time in 1930 and talk to the Jews.
Yeah.
And tell them, guys, look, this is going to happen, and this is the messaging that they're using, and it's going to get really bad.
Yep.
And but not all of you are going to die, and you guys are going to, prophecy is going to be fulfilled. You're going to return to Israel. Oh, that's nonsense. No, seriously, you're going back to Israel. You're going to have your own nation again. That's impossible. Yeah, well, it's not, and it's coming. And this is, so there's some good things. There's some really amazing things that are going to happen.
Yes.
There's some bad things that are going to happen. And these are the signs. These are what to watch for. This is what, so we know going into this, we've already been told some of the atrocities that we can expect. So we know bad stuff's coming.
Right.
But we also know some amazing things that are going to come as
That's
well.
Right. That's
there's
right.
Our king is returning.
I know.
And there's the rapture. So we're going to, at some point, we don't know how much of this we'll see, this unfold. We're getting very close,
right.
We think,
right.
From, biblical prophecy, how much of this we'll get yanked out of and not see. Will we have to go through none of it, part of it, most of it?
It says, pray that we be found worthy to not have to go through the tribulation. And so,
right.
Yes, keep that in mind, that our joy does not come from this world. Our joy is unconditionally based in the Lord.
Well, not and only so, that, our King is on the way back.
Yeah.
And we're going to be with him. And I'll tell you what, you've always been chomping at the bit for the chance to like really let the enemy have it. You're going to be part of that army that's going to win and clean house.
Hey, I'm still all excited about the fact that they show up on horses, man.
I know.
we're as a horseman, we're kind of excited about that.
And then our king's going to establish his kingdom here and reign for 1,000 years and us with him.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. So,
yep. So we're moving to Jerusalem next week.
No, we're not. Bad things are going to happen there. Really, really, really bad stuff's going to happen there. But nope, we're going to stay right here in the American Redoubt, and we'll deal with what comes.
Well, and not be fearful. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid at all. I'm fearless. Nope. So
yeah, you are. And there's some things that concern me greatly. I fear for my country. I fear for my countrymen being apathetic, not caring.
Yeah.
That gets me down sometimes when I see.
Yeah.
Well, why does there have to be a remnant? You just want to shake people awake, but they're not. And we were told that's how it was going to happen.
Right.
Those who hold true to the faith and endure to the end are the remnant.
They're
a small amount. It's a small torn off, a fraction of what it used to be.
Right.
That's the remnant. And
right. Well, the fact that the fearlessness we have is not based on our own confidence, but confidence that we're his. We are the Lord's. And so you can't lose. You can't lose.
Right.
When God's on your side, it doesn't matter what happens to the body. You are not going to lose. You're always going to win.
So. Right, right, right.
So it's very cool.
Okay, well, there's kind of our perspective for segment 4, episode 20-25.
Yep.
Yeah, over halfway through the year. Very exciting. And, man, it's going to get more exciting. And, hey, folks, we're all in this together. I want to.
Yeah, well.
I'm talking to the remnant.
Yes, right? That's
I'm
right.
Not talking about, let's put on our mask. We're all in this together.
I know.
Come on, guys. There's a cliff over there. Let's start running.
Yes.
We're all in this together, right? No, you go right on ahead. No, but this, For the remnant, we need to stick together. We need to be in this together. Because we're not with them who are saying we're in this together. We're not with them.
Oh, we are highly polarized right now.
Yeah.
We need to stay that way.
Yep.
There's no gray area anymore.
And they'll accuse you of causing division by not going along with it, and that's just fine.
Yep, that's right.
So, all right. They'll kick you in the shins and then yell for the teacher because you stubbed their toe. Right.
Boy, try to unwrap that real fast.
Yeah. All right. Okay, guys, you have a blessed and a safe week. We'll see you for those of you who are able and available. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the morning commute.
Bright and early
for some of you on the East Coast listen to the live stream. It'll be late morning for you, but that's okay. So, all right, well, let's get this wrapped up, and you guys have a great night. And you've got a political church coming up. You're all ready for?
Yep, all excited about that.
All right, well, me too. So I'll be listening. I'm gonna go pop some popcorn, or maybe I'll get my M4 out and be doing some cleaning. Get my cleaning kit.
I thought you were gonna say shoot behind me while I was recording.
Oh no, I was gonna say I need to clean my M4. So I'll just cleaning my weapon while I'm sitting there listening to you. That'd be great.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition. Right.
That's right.
All right, guys. God bless. You have a great week. We'll talk to you, and thank you for your prayers and support. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. Good night.